Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Anime Nano Podcast number 8. My name is Hang Trong, the writer of Basugasu Bakuhatsu. With me, as always, are your co-hosts, JP Meyer, who writes, "Don't look, it's embarrassing."
Hey.
Also with me is Hinano, who writes, "X-Fansubber Monologues."
Hi.
I heard that X-Fansubber Monologues was going to be an off-Broadway show. Is that true?
No.
Just a rumor?
I'd see that. I love musicals.
Okay, so yeah. Hinano. I want to call you, from now on, I'm going to call you Hinano Aya.
No!
Because the big news for this week is that Hinano released the Otakon, was it Otaku Idol video?
Yeah.
Of Hinano dancing around in Haruhi cosplay and singing the Haruhi end song. And you sound exactly like Hirano Aya, which is insane.
It's Hirano Aya.
Yeah, you said it sounded bad, but it sounds totally awesome.
Yeah, because I can have my own audio.
Did you see it yet, JP?
That's how it happened. I was wondering why you sounded just like her.
Yeah, so we'll put the link on the link to YouTube on there on the podcast blog show notes.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to gather some fanboys on the podcast.
And I didn't see any fanny flash.
I made the call, you crack it so you wouldn't see it.
Oh. So it's there? Oh, is it when you turn around? Like, spin around?
He, me, too.
Okay. So that's the big news item of the week. Let's see, what else do we want to talk about? Oh yeah, so there is this big, like, uproar with Dark Mirage versus Doremi fan subs, where he, like, exposed the badness of their subs of the Mahime. What was it, like, a OVA? Or was it, like, a preview or something?
One of the omakes, I think.
What is an omake?
A bonus.
Oh, okay.
But not
it's
a
bonus. Addition.
Bonus like how a gohobi is a bonus.
What's a gohobi?
Gohobi is, like, an award.
Okay.
It's an award.
Is it like a Nakadashi?
No. Although potentially.
Okay. So pretty much, yeah, like this post is about how the translator like didn't know what he or she was doing and totally screwed up. But it's kind of sad because like looking at it, like I can be like, hey, that's how I would translate it. Like Uchi ni, I would translate to, you know, in the house.
One of the ones that I laughed at was, I think they confused kawaru, like, to change with kawaii.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, I was like, wait, he's not saying you've never been cute. He's saying you still have never changed,
yeah.
I think.
See, that one I would have gotten because I know the Cutie Honey opening theme song.
That's how I know it.
And at the end she says, kawaru wa yo. So, yeah. So what do you think of this as an X-Fan subber, Hinano?
Well, I read through it, and I guess I can kind of agree, although I think it was a bit harsh to, you know, do that to the translators. First of all, I think if you know Japanese, then you shouldn't even be watching fansubs, because the reason I stopped watching fansubs is because of people like that have been releasing these badly translated fansubs, so then I just concluded all fansubs are wrong, so I stopped watching fansubs. So in my opinion, that I think he knows Japanese that well, he shouldn't be watching fan subs, therefore he could pretty much critique any fan sub group because every fan sub group that I've seen had errors.
Hmm.
So
I watched,
I think
it
he just kind
because,
of picked, you know, like, a bad egg or something, I don't know.
I'd been away for a couple of days, so I missed the original, like, raw release, so I just downloaded that. But I mean, since really, you know, people just pointed out, like, you know, the translation, this is really, really off without being as harsh as he was, like, they probably just been like, oh shoot, release like a second version, like, really quietly, and that would have been the end of that.
So, didn't it turn out being that they used, like, Chinese subs or something, and then they just translated?
Right, yeah. And from past experience, actually what Anime Junkies used to do, they used Korean subs, and they translated it with Babelfish. That's how you got Mass Naked Child event. And these people, I don't think they use Babelfish, but they probably had somebody who could read Chinese and translate. But I know for a fact, I had friends who used to read, like, manga that was Chinese, and they told me that the translations were always different from the Chinese to the, you know, English, mm-hmm. than it was from, like, Japanese to Chinese or whatnot.
Yeah, because you're getting, like, two different like instances of translation, like screwing things up, like first into Chinese and then into English.
Right, because you're not guaranteed the person who translated from the Japanese to Chinese knows what the hell they're translating.
So is it more like the fault of the Chinese guy then, or what?
Honestly, I think that if people are doing fan subs, you should translate from Japanese. You shouldn't be taking other people's Chinese fan subs and translating, because then you're just pretty much being like those French groups or Spanish groups or whatever other country groups that take English fan subs without asking, translate it to their language, say, hey, we just translated an episode.
Yeah, well, I think the main point of the story, though, it's not that the translation is bad, it's that you should always have someone that actually speaks the language to make sure you're not screwing it up. Like, you know, it got past the whole group without any question.
Right, which is why I was saying that if you don't know Japanese, you shouldn't be fans of. And like, I know when I was translating, I didn't know a lot of Japanese at the time, so I had to ask friends who did know Japanese. I didn't just, you know, make up a word or make up a phrase, which is what a lot of fan subbers do. That's how you get these kind of translations.
I think it's kind of weird, too, because I've watched Doremi's releases of Keroro Gunso and My Otome, and they were all seemed pretty decently translated to me when I watched them. So, like, it just seems weird that, like, this one would have been so screwed up.
I think, though, like, if you look at his comparisons, it's not that off. You just kind of watch it without paying attention. Because it could just be like, oh, no big deal, you know, a couple words are off. But if you actually sit down like he did and, you know, point out exactly which word is wrong, then you start to see, oh, well, this is kind of wrong. And that's why I think it was kind of wrong of him to sort of kind of pick on him that way. Because a lot of fan subbers tend to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if the translator for My Otome is the same translator as the one for Keroro. Like, don't they have different people? I thought they usually have, like, different groups working on the different series. Like, it's not always the exact same people.
Not necessarily. Like, a lot of small groups have, like, two translators who translate pretty much everything. And then, you know, they have timers to translate, who time this series or timers to do this. But usually for translators, they kind of do everything.
Okay.
Like, it just depends, I guess, on, if it's a big group, like, if there's more than, you know, three translators, then you probably pick a series they want to translate, or somebody will come along and say, you know, I want to help you guys translate series A, and I'll be like, okay, fine, and, you know, that's all.
Yeah, we've had a pretty, like, revolving series of things like timers, QA people, whatever, but we've always had the same translator the entire time.
Okay. Yeah, you guys probably want to know more about it, because I've never done any fan subbing at all, so, yeah, you guys, both of you guys do, right?
Well, when I was doing my group, it was just me. Like, it was just me translating, and then I would, whatever gaps I had asked a friend to fill them in because he knew more Japanese than I did. I didn't, you know, say, you know, I don't know this word, I'm going to make something up.
So. Yeah, I can totally see myself, like, trying to translate it and coming up with the same mistakes. So, but then again, that's why I don't have fan subs that I release.
So it'll be like next week on Mass Naked Child Events podcast.
Okay, let's see what other news we have. Oh, so Random Curiosity, like the huge, giant blog. Like, about 2 weeks ago, I think he made a post about how he was going to quit and delete all of his posts like a live journal.
He wasn't going to delete them, he was just going to kind of just quit.
Right. I was trying to make a joke, but I failed. So, it turns out, I guess, that last week he got some people to join his blog, so now Random Curiosity is a group blog.
Yeah, I really think some of the other people I'm doing the summaries are kind of going overboard. It's like an essay. It's no longer a summary. Like, who actually reads that? Like, I wouldn't want to read that.
Like, I've used Random Curiosity before because he got them out, like, so quickly that his post would be up before my downloads were finished. And he'd just have lots of pictures and a nice quick little summary that I could follow in case I, like, missed a conversation or something. And it would be nice and helpful. But, like, I don't need an entire essay that comes out, like, after the fan sub has already come out.
So you think Random Curiosity is jumping the shark?
Yeah, sadly.
I did use Random Curiosity a lot when I was watching Kamisama Kazoku, especially during the last episode, because I didn't understand like anything at all, except when they said, like, Itai, which was kind of like inappropriate, too, when you're thinking about it. Like, I don't want to spoil it, though, because I don't think the fan subs has gotten to the last episode yet.
Oh.
But yeah, so I used Random Curiosity a lot. I haven't really read the new posts, though. I think the new posts, aren't they more of the fan subbed episodes?
Yeah. He
still posts some. Like, I think he just posted Zero no Tsukaima for this week. But I don't think he does summaries anymore. I think he just kind of like points out like funny events, or he puts like a few, you know, comments or something. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do like summaries anymore.
Or what he does is he'll like, he posts like a couple random like lines or something, and then comes back and then actually adds the summary later.
I think, I'm not sure if he does that anymore though. I think he just like does the short comments and like doesn't add the summary.
Well, Matthew does that too. Like Anime Nana will always pick up whatever it is that he writes in Japanese. It's like, you know, some like writing in progress or something. So the summary will always be writing in progress.
Yeah. Well, you know, my blog does raw episodes, just in case.
Random plug. What's the address again? Hinano? .animeblogger.net?
Yeah.
Because they missed the multiple times when you'll be linked to in the, like, Anime Podcast number 8, like, entry.
Yeah. Okay, what else? What other news do we have? So, Hinano, you want to talk about, like, you're making a doujinshi?
Yeah, actually, I finished it already. I'm just having trouble with the printers, and I wanted to, you know, give some feedback, or rather, advice on what kind of printing problems I ran into. There's a company called ComiXpress, which I've heard a lot about, and people said that it was good, and that their quality of books was good, but I emailed them, or rather, I set an order last Monday night, and I have gotten no response on whether they even received my order, what's going on with it, whether it was approved, blah, blah, blah. I need these books in my hands by October 6th, so I can't wait. And then I contacted a company in Canada called, like, South Island Printing, but they don't accept PayPal. They're like, we have to have money orders, and they're the only ones left because their prices are pretty cheap, but they required me to order 100 books. And then Dreamweaver Press, which was I also heard was pretty good, they're closed for business all of a sudden. Like, We have problems, we're closed for 4 months. Oh my god.
So you can't just do this kind of stuff at Kinko's?
Kinko's is really expensive.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're probably charging me like $10 a book or something.
Oh.
That's the problem.
Have you ever seen Comic Party?
Yes.
So is that a pretty good representation of, like, how it is to do that? Like, there's some girl with a cart that's running around all the time? Out of control?
Well, not necessarily, because it seems like in Japan they have a lot more, I guess, accessibility to getting their stuff printed than I do here. Like, this is ridiculous, you know, I can't even find a place to print some crappy 36-page doujinshi. So.
Yeah, well, it's not as big here. I guess, yeah. I mean, if they can make a whole anime about doujinshi in Japan, then it must be pretty big over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other thing is that, like, when I watched the Comic Party and I saw them just sitting there at that table and, like, not selling anything, it made me really sad, because that's what I feel like is going to happen to me.
With, like, fat otaku guys looking at you and then turning away. The guy with, like, the fat guy with the camera and the skinny guy that's always with him.
And the glasses and those, like, vests with the pockets and, like, the plaid shirts.
And the big book bags.
And the, like, 2 days or 3 days of not having shave.
So what about this Tokyo Pop web exclusive thing? Like, they're trying to sell manga. They're, like, stopping it from being sold in, like, retail stores. Like, they're not distributing it that way, and they're just selling it on the Tokyo Pop website.
They're being cheap ass. Like, how can that... A lot of people open the book and, like, look through it, look through it, see if it looks good.
Yeah, how can that actually help sales, I wonder?
Oh, you
probably
cut out the middleman. You know, it's not like that you have to buy it through the bookstore. You're buying it directly from Tokyo Pop for the $10 plus shipping.
Oh, that's true. They're not paying the bookstores like the commission anymore. In other words, you'd be a bunch of asshole cheap asses, and
Well, yeah, you did write about this too, right, JP?
Yeah, what they're trying to do is trying to make like a thing where it's like you just want to be at their website because it's like a cool place to hang out and blog and make podcasts, talk about manga. Although really, it seems like all the people do there is just make polls like, OMG, who is your favorite foods basket combination?
Yeah.
And, like, post results of personality tests and crap rather than actually, like, doing productive things or whatever. So I'm not too sure how successful their, like, community social networking thing is going to get. And then without, like, the social networking community fit really working well, they're not really able to get people buying the manga through there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just read, kind of unrelated, though. I read that MySpace is starting to sell music, too.
Oh yeah, did you hear Tokyopop now is like a version of Tokyopop MySpace or whatever? It's so retarded. It's like full of it's like a breeding ground for art thieves.
It's a what?
A breeding ground for art thieves. Like there's been I've seen on deep people have been complaining because people from Tokyopop, like the MySpace, have been taking their artwork from and posting it and saying it's theirs.
I just saw that picture that JP sent me. Like the stereotypical otaku.
Yeah, that's actually from Abenobashi.
Yeah, that's what every guy who doesn't buy manga from you at Manga Next is going to look like.
Okay, I'll put that on the blog so people understand why I'm laughing.
It's true, though.
Actually, I'll probably just make that the picture for the podcast.
Yeah.
Is that all we have? Let's see. Yeah, it's pretty much all the topics we have. So,
Tokyopop. You have even more to complain about Tokyopop.
Do we have more to complain about?
Yes.
Well, I guess I could bitch on and on about how they rejected my Mito Soup manga. I had this online manga called Mito Soup, which is actually on hiatus right now. But I actually mailed them like the pages and like the character concepts and like the story. And they're like, well, the story's pretty good, but you know, your character designs aren't so good. And you should take some like human body art classes. And then maybe you can get back to us, or try entering it in Rising Stars manga. And I was like, F you all, so I pretty much hit Tokyopop after that.
Well, you can just sell it directly, right? And then cut out the middle.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just, you know, after I finish the doujinshi stuff that's going on right now, I'll probably start redrawing my manga and just selling it, like, in my own way, like, through, like, Diamond Publishing or whatever the hell.
What kind of doujinshi is the one that you're printing out?
It is a Naruto doujinshi, and it's mainly a focus on Naruto and Sakura.
So it's a romantic porno.
Yep, pretty much, but it's no porno.
Do they do it?
Well, you can use your imagination and pretend they did if you want to.
Okay. It's not a Naru Sasu?
No!
You've, like, gone through this, like, 20 times and killed the joke.
I know, right?
That's why I resisted making a joke about, like, yeah, the reason they're not going to buy it is because it doesn't have yaoi, or the reason you're not taking it to Kinko's is because you're embarrassed about your yaoi, but we've already killed the joke, like, a month ago.
let's go on to the mailbag.
Alright.
Okay, so Milky Way Lynx asks, do you think most fans actually sing along with the Op and Ed in anime? Why do subbers make karaoke's for them? Who started this trend? See, I think karaoke is just kind of like the way that fan subbers like try to show off, right?
Yeah, it is. It started in 02, actually. When I first started fan subbing, there were no fan subs with karaoke. It was like one of those things that somebody started in 2002. Nobody else copied it, except for me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be all like this deviant, and I'm not going to have any karaoke in my fan subs because I don't give a crap. And then everybody started copying that, so now every fan sub is karaoke.
Well, because before, they only have the lyrics and the translations, right?
Yep. What I used to do is I would put, like, the translation of the song in one episode, and then the next one I would put the Romaji. And then people wanted a combo, so I did, like, the Romaji and the translation. But I never did the karaoke because I thought it was pretty pointless. I mean, who the hell's going to sing along with a, you know, one-minute song?
I kind of sing along when
people
I learn the words.
Sing along all the time to Arahara Yukai.
Do you know exactly who started the trend?
At the time, I think it might have been Elite Fan Subs, because they were the ones that like were really popular back then, and I think they're the ones that started the karaoke thing. But they don't exist anymore because the guy quit and went to work for ADV Films.
It's not like real karaoke with like the text all changing and stuff, but a lot of older anime have like karaoke in Japanese built in.
Yeah. But they're in, they're in, like, the Japanese, or can't be Japanese, it's kind of useless, too.
Like, I know the original Cutie Honey has that.
So does, like, Cardcaptor Sakura.
Because Japanese people love karaoke.
Yeah, actually, the karaoke that they have in New York has that also.
So, so when you're doing Japanese karaoke, do they have it in hiragana, or do they actually use kanji?
They use kanji and they have some hiragana. It depends on the song. Like, a lot of the songs that I did that were, like, anime songs, they all had, like, the furigana everywhere. But when I did a B's song, there was almost no furigana and I couldn't read half of it. I was like, holy crap, what am I going to say?
Yeah, because I'd like, want to go try karaoke, like, the Japanese one. But, yeah, if it has kanji in it, then I'd just be screwed. Because, like, I'd probably, like, not know most of them. And then the ones I do know, I'd probably do the wrong reading of it.
What ended up happening is that, like, if we actually sang, like, the Evangelion opening, which I think everybody knows now, whether you can read kanji or not, so that's why it worked out, because people already knew the song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I wouldn't try to karaoke a song that I didn't know the words to anyway.
Yeah, it's really hard to, like, follow along. I've heard that
So. If you can read fast enough, like, I have no problem following along with the Japanese karaoke, that's why I go over here.
Well, I mean, you should know a song anyway before you do karaoke, because, like, you have to know how the actual melody goes, you know?
Oh, that's true, right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Chaotic Rockwell has two questions. First question, who would win in a fight and why, Samuel L. Jackson or Tripe Man? Samuel L. Jackson would win.
Samuel L. Jackson in a fight is The Rock.
Why is that?
Because he's The Rock.
You mean The Rock, the wrestler guy?
Yes.
question two. Why the abundance of plot lines where the Earth must be destroyed to be reborn in Japan? Well, I think it's because anime is made in Japan, so naturally they'd want to make the Earth reborn in Japan. Or is the question,
I think it's because they want it to be, like, they feel it's more purifying for everything to just be destroyed and then reborn, as opposed to, like, fixing the problem. That's why, like, there's so many, like, murders in Japan, because they feel like their life is so miserable they can't fix it, so they just go and kill themselves.
I think you mean suicide.
Yeah.
Well, they killed their family, too, you know? Like, there was a drama about it. It was called Kurosaki or something, Kurosagi, and, like, the family of this one kid, like, the father was in total debt, so he, like, killed his whole family. Including himself.
Oh.
From what I've read in, like, academic writings, lots of times they trace or link that this whole sort of thing to not just, like, World War II, but also the Great Kanto Earthquake and the Great Kansai Earthquake, where, like, the Great Kanto Earthquake was in, like, the 20s, and it basically destroyed almost all of Tokyo and Yokohama, and then, like, after that, like, between, like, 1923 and 1945, like, Tokyo got completely rebuilt in, like, a different way, and then after Tokyo got completely burnt to the ground in World War II, like, it got built up again, like, in a new, completely different way after that. Like, same thing with the Great Kansai Earthquake, where it destroyed, like, $100 billion worth of property in Kobe, like, 10 years ago or something like that.
Wow, that was a really, like, smart response.
Yeah.
I just expected people to be like, yeah, it's because they're Japanese and they like seeing stuff blow up. Or something like that.
I thought I was supposed to be the Dr. Drew to your Adam Carolla.
Okay, so Dune says, do you see yourself still watching anime in 8 years' time? If so, do you think it's the same amount as you're watching now or less? I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 8 years. That's kind of a long ways to go. But yeah, I'll probably be watching
anime.
I'm
like 30.
I'll definitely be watching it in 8 years, seeing how it's going to be my job in about 5.
It's always been a hobby for me, so, I mean, I don't know. My hobby's been, in general, like, Japan and anime, so, not even anime, like, dramas, too, so maybe not as seriously, but, I don't know, it's pretty long-term hobby.
If I stop watching anime in 8 years, I'm going to have to think of a new job. Now I'm going to school to research anime.
Well, I think a lot of people seem to burn out, don't they?
What do you mean burn out?
Like to stop watching it completely,
burn out, or like people give up on their hobby.
Well, like people just give up on anime. Like I noticed like a few blogs where some people are just saying like, "Oh, I'm just quitting anime for good."
I mean, I think people quit, but people come back. Like I know when I started, like when I was in my whole like Johnny's and Japanese drama mode or whatever, I almost watched maybe like one or two series at the time. Because I was like, you know, anime sucks, dramas are better. But now it's like, well, dramas aren't so good anymore, but anime is better. So I'm kind of like in between. So I think you could just come back.
It's like the eternal struggle between shampoo and conditioner.
But they go together well.
Yeah, they're more of a team thing.
Hmm.
Okay, so Sana Jisushi, she actually admitted that her name is fake. After I said it sounded fake and made up.
What?
She said that in the comments. Okay, so she asks, I think it's a girl, what is the most annoying stock character you keep seeing and why?
Stock character?
Like generic character, I guess.
The tsundereko?
Well, that's the obvious one.
Kind of annoying.
Childhood friend?
Yeah.
Well, the childhood friend tsundereko.
The perverted guy. But I like that, so.
I don't really like the hot giant breasted teacher that like tries to hit on the student. That one kind of annoys me.
Like Mutsumi from Love Hina, except she's not a teacher.
Yeah, or the teacher from
From Romantic.
Yeah.
Oh. Or she had like a Shota-kun.
Oh yeah, or Deers. They had it too. Yeah, it is a generic character.
The big boot teacher.
Yeah. That tries to hit on the student.
Or Tsuyoki.
Wait, does Onegai teacher count? Because that was kind of a mutual thing.
Well, yeah, that doesn't really count.
Because she's not, like, the really annoying, like, oversexed, like, teacher.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So I guess she asked why, too. Because the teachers are annoying.
I think that's going to be the answer for all of ours.
Yeah, because they're annoying.
They're annoying, yeah.
So, the other question is, what anime songs are fun to sing in public, and do people ever actually recognize them, or just think you are strange?
Do any of you guys actually sing anime songs in public? Because I don't.
I sing them in my car when I'm listening to them.
Yeah, I was going to
when it's like 3 a.m., I'm the only person on the subway train.
I like to sing the Dokuro-chan opening, because it's really fun. Yeah. It's really catchy and good, too, actually.
I was really into it until I heard Hare Hare Yukai.
You were into which one?
The Dokuro-chan one.
Oh. Why did Hare Hare Yukai make you not like it anymore?
Oh, it's not I don't like it anymore, just that I like Hare Hare Yukai more. Oh,
okay.
So you can only like one and not both?
I can like both, but you know, if I want to just kind of randomly start singing along, it's definitely got to be Hare Hare Yukai.
I bet a lot of people know it too.
Yeah, that's what there's a bazillion videos on YouTube of people dancing around.
Yeah. And one of Hinano singing it?
Nope, you won't hear me sing it, haha.
Okay, so Japanese emoticon grandpa asks.
What?
There's like a Japanese emoticon. Yeah. So they asked, do you think individual animators and episode directors are starting to get recognition and appreciation among Western fans as they do in Japan? I don't really know any directors besides Miyazaki, and that's just because he's like hella famous.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know him either.
Yeah, I know a bunch of directors, but I don't know any like individual like episode directors.
Well, I mean, JP, you should probably know some more because like that's your job, right?
Well, I mean, like if I had to name them, you know, there's like Hideaki Anno, Yoshiyuki Tomino, Akitaro Daiichi, and then I start like drawing blanks. Like,
yeah.
I don't know the directors of like Tsutoshi Kon. Like, I don't know the directors of a lot of like big shows and stuff. If you asked, you know, if I was looking at like the shows that I was watching right now, I wouldn't know who's directing Ouran or Honey and Clover season 2 or Zero no Takaima. Like, they're just like random people.
Yeah. I think more than like, you know, individual people being like more important, it seems like, you know, the studio that they work for is more important, or people are starting to recognize the studios.
Yeah, exactly, like Yoanimation or JC Staff or whatnot.
Yeah.
The only individual animator or whatever that I know of is Hiroyuki Imaishi, just because he did like, you can tell his episodes and stuff really easily, because he's the guy from Gainax who did like a lot of the art directing work and stuff on like FLCL and
you can recognize artists though, like Keiji Goto and stuff, like all the geeky stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, like manga artists and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, their names are really important too.
Mm-hmm. Like Tanimura Arina.
Like Kobayashi Jean.
Tanimura
Arina. Ayazawa.
Come on, JP, aren't you gonna say something bad about Skull Rumble?
I don't need to beat up the poor show anymore.
I started to read the manga. I'm up to I'm 8 now.
That's where season 2 starts, right?
Yep.
I only got through I only got through the first volume. I saw volume 2 sitting around, but like I'm too lazy.
It takes you like a month to read a volume of manga.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I'm too lazy, and I don't have enough time to actually sit down and like translate it. So I might eventually.
Is it been translated?
Yeah. Yeah, the Volume 2 came out. I think Volume 3 is going to be released soon.
Oh, okay.
So, let's see. Dream Chaser Zero asks, what are your thoughts on people who proudly proclaim themselves as otaku?
I think they're idiots.
I think they're weeaboos.
I think they're just idiots. They
probably are.
Like, maybe they don't understand exactly what otaku means, like the connotations behind it.
Yeah, it's just like when those yaoi fangirls proclaim that they're yaoi fangirls without knowing what the hell yaoi is and whether yaoi actually involves gay porn.
I don't know, they probably do like that. Or else
they probably don't like gay porn because it's made for gay men and not for heterosexual girls.
Right.
Like how lesbian, quote-unquote, porn is for guys and not lesbians.
Right.
Oh, we should also, that reminds me, we should also say that Hinano sold her vibrator on eBay. Hey, where's the link for that?
How is that related?
I don't know. I just wanted to mention that.
Okay, then.
Okay, I might cut that out.
You're acting as if, like, I used it and I sold it on eBay or something.
The funny part is just when you say, like, they won't let me return it, so... I thought that was more funny than the fact that there is a vibrator on eBay.
That's the fact that it was bought in the Netherlands.
Stuff on eBay.
Someone from the Netherlands bought it?
No. It was bought in the Netherlands. Somebody in Wisconsin bought it, or Missouri or something.
So was it used in the Netherlands?
No, it was
brand new. Oh, Vedanta, get it?
It says brand new.
Get it, the Netherlands? The Nether?
Yes.
Yeah.
Har, har.
One of these days, I'm going to tell a joke that people actually laugh at. Okay, Metric asks, are there any animes that you think have jumped the shark? I think Higurashi jumped the shark, like, somewhere around episode 12 or something.
No, it's good. It's still good. It's getting better now.
I know, I stopped watching after
most
the fingernail tearing off.
The shark.
Oh, you stopped watching when it was getting good.
Oh, I'll resume.
Like any show that goes to filler because it's been airing for too long automatically jumps.
You know what jumped shark? I tell you what jumped shark. Naruto episode 135 when they started airing those stupid fillers.
That's my sad.
Was that before or after the one where they look for the bug?
That's before.
Oh, okay.
It was the one that when they had that one guy turn into a tiger. It looked like something from Tony the Tiger from Frosted Flakes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Wasn't there like one Naruto filler with like, that involved somebody peeing on somebody?
When it what?
Did it involve somebody peeing on somebody?
Yep. Talked about that episode.
That's like the only thing I know about Naruto, like that episode being used as an example of like the worst filler ever.
Yeah, I stopped watching after the bug one.
Oh, really?
But my sister kept watching it, and she said there's an episode where they just like follow the ramen guy around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an episode. Well, the episode that I guess rivals the peeing one is like that Konoha Sports Festival where Naruto craps in his pants.
Oh. What about Bleach? Didn't Bleach jump to shark too?
I don't watch Bleach, so I don't know.
I think the fillers were actually kind of short for that. Like it wasn't like sustained fillers like Naruto's been having.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like a whole Naruto year of fillers.
A year of fillers. Yeah. And still going. Actually, we've been checking the episode page. I bookmarked it, and every episode up now listed up until 202 is still a filler.
Hey, this is a good time to point out that you made a Flash animation.
Oh, yes, it's very popular. It's on the front page of DeviantArt.
So you just finished the, was it the Konoha Park?
Time Skip Episode 1. It's basically like I took the first couple chapters of the manga and I made it like South Park style, but it pretty much follows the story, so it's better than the fillers.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet. I saw the preview, but I haven't seen the actual thing yet, so I'll have to check that out.
I'll add a link to the podcast.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Wonky Donkey asks, what do you feel is a reasonable price point for anime on DVD? So, like, I'm really cheap, and I usually don't buy anime on DVD because it's really expensive. But I think that, like, if episodes were somewhere around, like, $3, you know, like, so, like, because some DVDs have different numbers of episodes per DVD. But I think, like, if each episode was, like, $3 or something, then I'd totally buy a DVD. Like, if it had four episodes on it, and it was $12, if I'm doing my math correctly, then yeah, I totally buy, like, every DVD.
If they were just, like, released as thin packs to begin with, I would probably buy a lot more DVDs, too.
I mean,
like, in addition
to
the whole, like, being really expensive, I really don't like how then it takes me, like, an entire year to get all the volumes of a series instead of just getting it.
You mean, like, the box sets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those box sets seem okay. But, like, it takes forever for those to actually come out.
Like, the Zeta Gundam, is it came out first as like a limited edition box set, and then as like individual volumes. And you get the show for about $3 an episode in the box set form, and then it also came with like a thick like guidebook and a bunch of little models and a poster, which I hung up.
I don't know. I never actually buy American DVDs. Actually, I don't buy DVDs, period. I buy manga, so I don't know.
Yeah. You know, my brother always buys DVDs of anime, but he buys them on eBay, and they're obviously bootleg. I tell him all the time, but he's like, whatever. I'm like, it's worse than downloading it, because then you're, like, helping these people that are pirating these shows.
And so. They're always certainly worse than just downloading the fan subs, like the quality of all the images, the translations and stuff.
They're obviously bootleg too, because you know, they have the entire series on like 3 DVDs or something.
Yeah, that's true. The Rave DVDs that have are like 7 episodes per DVD.
Yeah.
Or how when they have the screen caps in like the eBay auctions, and they'll have like what you can identify as like fan sub or like subtitles. I'm like, hey, I watched this like when I downloaded it.
Yeah.
What they used to do, actually, this was a popular trend to do back in those days, where people actually took fan subs and sold them on, like, CDRs. Like, whole set of, you know, blah, 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 on 2-3 CDs or something. They actually sold them on, like, for, like, over $10. It wasn't, like, you know, like, $2 per, like, per CDR burn. I mean, it was, like, lots of money to actually make a profit.
Well, probably back then, you know, people didn't have as much broadband as they do now.
But, I mean, people had broadband. This was like in 2002, and that's why people started putting a lot of like messages in between their fan subs saying, you know, do not sell this, or this fan sub is free. I used to put messages stuff like, if you bought this fan sub, you suck, or like, if you sell this, you suck, you paid money for this, someone's gonna come after you.
Yeah, they always have that. Like, they have that on Higurashi, too. Like, killer lolis will get you.
Yeah.
So the green can't, wait, oh, the green crayon asks, hey, a question. Since Canon is having a remake, which anime shows do you think need / deserve a remake? And can J.P. Meyer sing more songs?
If I had known about that ahead of time, I would have thought of a good one. Maybe next week.
So what shows do you think should get a remake?
Hmm.
This is like the same as the question where it asks, like, what shows after this time do you think are good? And like, none of us could think of any anime at all.
Air Gear needs a remake.
They need to remake some of the shows that, like, ended before the manga did, but after the manga's over, they can, like, remake it to fit the story properly, like Chrono Crusade.
Yeah.
It might be cool if they do more, if the rumors to be believed with, like, Kinagawa Nozomu Eien, where they do, like, multiple seasons where they do the different storylines.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I kind of got sad when he didn't get with the sick girl.
Yeah, I totally wanted to get with Haruka. When I found out he was getting with that whore, I stopped watching. I was like, screw
yeah.
Me.
Everybody hates Mitsuki. Mitsuki's awesome. She saved his life.
What?
She saved his life. He would have killed himself.
Really? I don't remember.
He should have.
Yeah, he should have. Then, you know, they could be the same as Haruka.
And then when Haruka wakes up and finds out that he killed himself, and then she'd be all emo. And then you wouldn't be get to be like, I wish that he got with Haruka.
Like,
he'd be
with her
dead.
Best friend's boyfriend, hello?
I think he should have gotten with Akane.
Oh my god. That's worse, okay? That's your sister.
Is there an arc in the game where you can do that?
Yeah, and I've heard that it's really, really screwed up. And I've heard that almost every single arc in that game, except for like the one that like they do in the anime, is really, really screwed up. Like, wait. One of them involves him getting, like, a sex change operation, and being...
What?
And then, like, one of the girls gets a sex change operation, and he lives as the boy, and she lives as the girl. No, he lives as the girl, and she lives as the boy.
What? I thought you
played... They're all really weird.
I thought you played that one.
I played, like, just a little bit of it. I've only gotten maybe, like, 5 or 6 hours into it. But, like, the one I had downloaded had, like, all the stuff unlocked already.
Oh.
So, like, I'm looking through the list of endings. It doesn't let you, like, just skip to them. But has the list, and they're all like, you know, like multiple like characters, bad ending. Then it's like Akane, like unexpected pregnancy, bad ending. Like, Itsuki, like slave ending.
What?
Weird.
They're all like totally depressing.
Okay, that's just freaking weird.
But yeah, Air Gear needs a remake.
Okay.
With a huge budget and awesome artwork.
I want to see a remake of the first season of Pokemon.
Why would you want to see a remake of that?
I don't know. So Dave109 asks, does too much use of super deformed characters make an anime worse, or is it better?
Always better. Always.
Yeah. Super deformed, like, I love it. Like, it's just the best. I don't know. Like, Digicherat. I had to, like, stop myself from saying Digicarrot. Like, the British guy.
But it's Digicarrot. Digicarrot, though.
Oh, it is it? Oh, yeah. Man. But then that's his name.
Yes.
But his name is from the end.
Is it from that? I thought it was from something else.
No.
Oh. Anyway, yeah, I really like Digicarrot. Because they get all SD, and like the second season where they're like super deformed all the time.
Oh, you mean Panyo Panyo Digicarrot?
Yeah. The song for that is really good too. The it's opening really song. Panyo Panyo Pa.
Yeah, I hate that song. You know what? I got it right at anime name that too at Otakon. That's what I want.
Oh, I could have answered that.
SD is always good. There's never been bad SD ever.
What about,
especially when it's really inappropriate.
What about SD during a hentai scene?
What? They don't have SD during a hentai scene.
I don't know. I don't watch hentai.
Whatever I see, whatever games I've seen, they don't have SD during hentai. That's just weird.
Well, JP said anytime.
Girls don't like hentai in their otome games. I mean, SD in their hentai in their otome games.
There's no SD hentai in otome games. Not the ones I played.
Exactly.
I played, like, guy hentai games, you know, like Wind and Dakapo and crap. You know, there's no SD hentai there either.
Yeah, so Dave109 also asked, before you got into anime, can you remember what you thought of it?
And I remember that in, like, 7th grade, I had a friend who was into anime, and I wasn't really into it back then, and she had a pack of playing cards, which was Sailor Moon, and some of those Sailor Moon characters were, like, super deformed. And we all looked at them, and we were like, what the hell's wrong with them? They're, like, fat chuggalugs or something. So that was my impression of anime.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I think
my impression was, you only like this because it's Japanese. It actually sucks. And they're like, no, it's not. Show me Akira. And I was like, no, this really sucked. You only liked it because it was Japanese. That persisted until maybe 2003.
Wow, so you hated anime until 2003?
Yes.
Wow. I got into anime in like 1999. I was also still on Mino Prep.
Like, I think that, like, I used to play video games a lot when I was little, so I kind of already got into Japanese culture that way.
Oh.
Like, a lot of video games, you know, they'd have cutscenes, and they'd already have, like, super deformed characters, or,
like
RPGs and stuff.
Was, like, the Sonic animations from, like, the Sonic CD game.
Like, a lot of RPGs have the same kind of storytelling things, like, I remember Breath of Fire had the giant sweat drop. And back then I was like, what the hell is this? But then when I saw it in anime, I was like, oh, that makes sense. He's just like worried about something.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I kind of got eased into it, I guess. So I just figured it was the same thing as video games I'd been playing before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I first got into Sailor Moon, I had no way of getting the episodes. Then I had my friend's younger sister, she was like, I don't know, maybe 10 at the time. She had like the whole set on VHS, like raw, like she had a ton of connections. And she was like, yeah, you gotta pay me money if you wanna rent them for me. And they were like, crappy VHS encodes. Then we're all raw, so I had no idea what the hell, like, anybody was saying. And she, like, figures and posters, like, she painted her own figures. And she was like 10. Isn't that sad?
She was 10 years old, but she had connections.
Hmm.
It was just weird. She was like a crazy, like, 10-year-old otaku.
Yeah, I really like Dave109 because he keeps on asking these questions that are, like, numbered, and some of them aren't questions. Like, number one is about J.P. Meyer. J.P. Meyer made people stare at me on the bus when I laughed at his Erica song.
I was upset after that.
Like, this one person wants to know, like, about our lives.
You're actually thinking of recording on Saturday, J.P. Is that okay with you?
What's your reply?
No, it's not okay with me.
Why is that?
Because I have to go to a birthday party yesterday.
Okay.
That was kind of weird in the way the tenses worked.
You can't travel back in time? Um,
there are questions based on our lives. What?
Yeah. Someone wants to know about our lives. I'm not going to answer that. There's enough information actually on the internet that you can figure out what I do.
You buy glasses, and you play DDR, and you like to code things, and you like breaking your code so you get to code more when you fix it.
And I like to play Disgaea 2. That game is awesome. That's been taking up like all of my time, and I'm not going to graduate because of that game.
And you go to band camp.
Yeah. So Ryu wanted to know what we thought of like original anime versus anime based on something like light novels or manga or games. Like, I don't know if I've... Like, I don't know what the last original anime that wasn't based on anything else I've seen, actually. Like, the last one I saw.
Everything is always based on something.
Mahime! Oh, wait, you haven't watched it.
Oh, Mahime is original?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, like, a lot of anime are based on manga and video games and whatnot.
Yeah, like... Especially, like, a lot of the anime that I've seen was based on the manga originally, and then I ended up going and getting the manga, so I don't even know.
And now there's a lot of ones that are based on light novels. Like, Zero no Tsukaima and Kamisama Kazoku.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at my anime list here on my blog, and everything is either based on a novel or on a manga.
And Haruhi was based on a novel, too, so...
So was Inukami, so was Zero no Tsukaima, NHK, they're all based on novels.
Yeah. It's not necessarily bad.
No, it's not, but, like, you can't think of what wasn't. And even if I actually go back to my, there's a post that I remember that post I did about the old series. Going down the list, they're all based on a manga. Except I think Keith the Metal Idol was original.
Yeah.
I think it was based on anything.
Well, keep in mind that all anime were originally based on manga, right? Because manga came first, and then they animated it.
I think the only show that was, like, back in the day that was really popular, but it wasn't based on a manga, it was based on a novel, was Slayers.
Yeah, I think Slayers was actually one of the first ones to be based on a novel.
Yeah. And I heard that, like, their final conclusion ending was in the novel, not in the manga or the anime. Actually, you know what was original? Tenchi Narumanam. That's actually, the manga came afterwards, it was a, kind of like a fan manga, almost. But the anime was original, actually, it was actually a really good show, in my opinion.
Oh, and speaking of novels, I'm really close to importing the German version of Maria Samagamiteru, because I really want to read that. And my German,
you can read German
is probably as good as my Japanese, although I just haven't practiced it in a long time.
Wow.
And German doesn't have, like, moon letters in it.
Yeah.
There's no English version?
Oh, not that I know of, no. Like, Tokyo Pop German listed, but not, like, Tokyo Pop America.
Oh.
Huh.
Germany's awesome. They're like the third awesomest country.
Germany?
Yes.
I thought you said that Korea is like...
That's number two.
Like the France of Asia?
Yeah. That's how awesome Korea is.
Is it just because they have stores in America that sell Pocky for cheap?
No, it's because they're awesome.
Okay. Just making sure. They come out with a lot of dramas too.
Yes, they do.
Japanese dramas are better.
My mom watches
a
lot of...
Japanese dramas don't have Bayou June.
Well, screw
Oh, man. Well, back in Japanese 102, we had to do our like final oral exam thingies, and you had to do like a role play thing with a couple other people. And one of the things you had to do was you had to like talk to each other about your favorite celebrities. So one of my friends was Korean, so she was talking about how her favorite celebrity was Baek-jun, and our like Japanese professor like gets super excited. She's like, Yon-sama, Yon-sama gets to see this guy. She was like so excited and going on and on and on about how great Baek-jun is and how every woman in Japan loves him. Especially every woman in Japan above the age of like 35.
Oh my god.
Yeah, my mom watches a lot of Korean dramas and like they seem to be always the same. Like there's like a relationship and then eventually one person always like goes to the hospital, almost dies, and then maybe they do die.
And they're super, like, they're super love-y.
And they're super sad, too. But yeah, like...
Yeah, but Japanese dramas are like that, too. And I like Japanese dramas because I actually understand Japanese, though I have no idea what the hell they're babbling about in Korean.
Oh, that'd be a good reason to not like Korean dramas.
No, we're like babbling about. We should, like, call it a wrap.
Okay.
People like it when we ramble.
No, they don't. They're like, it's too long. Blah, blah, blah.
And
when we go off topic.
Yeah, I think that's probably enough. So yeah, we still need to record the episode for you.
Yeah, JP has like a bazillion ideas.
Okay. So yeah, I guess that's it for the questions and that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
See ya.
Later.
Hey guys, we need to do a test of courage before the summer is over.
We could make it super scary by going to New York City and finding a piece of smoked cheese.
Smoked cheese?
I think I'll pass.
Jikai, anime nano podcast, dai kyuwa, Hirano no choo kawaii kimo damashi.
Ya, tasukete!
Jansu!